Antes de empezar los listenings, espero que entiendas, no podemos hacer material adecuado para el nivel de todos. Si encuentras el audio un poco lento, no te preocupes. En las clases posteriores tendremos listenings más rápidos. Por otro lado, si encuentras el listening demasiado rápido, vamos a hacer una versión súper básica y corta. Vocatic.com. Listening and Reading 1. Harmony and Conflict Resolution. In 1977, John Lennon composed Imagine, his classic song about universal peace and a world without conflict. And what an appropriate name for the song, because, unfortunately, a world without conflict can only exist in the imagination. Conflict is everywhere, and it has permanent consequences. Divorce, with its effect on husband, wife, and children, being the best example. Even if you have a peaceful life, a disagreement can emerge at any moment, at work or in the family, and often your friendships, marriage, and career depend on how you manage these disagreements. So today, let's look at five principles that help both sides in a conflict arrive at a compromise. Number 1. Be realistic. Most conflicts are not black and white, right and wrong. Almost always it's grey, with right and wrong on both sides. So stop being a fundamentalist. Number 2. Be humble. Humilde. Be humble. There have been many times in your life where you were absolutely convinced you were right, but later you saw you were wrong. Therefore, you can never be certain that this is not the case in your current conflict. So, chill out. Number 3. Be intelligent. Intelligent people know two scientifically demonstrated phenomena: selective memory and cognitive distortion. Basically, people remember what they want, and when looking for evidence, they only look at the facts that are convenient and eliminate the rest. This is human instinct. Therefore, you must remember that it's impossible you are being truly objective. Number 4. Be empathy. Empatia. Be empathy. During a conflict, you must imagine everything the other person has passed through, the circumstances, misfortunes, and factors that make them feel what they feel. When you see through their eyes, you will be ready to compromise. Number 5. Be cautious. cauteloso. Be cautious. Winning a conflict, whether it's a legal action or a schoolboy fight, does not end there. The greater your apparent victory, the more angry an opponent you leave behind you. Human beings love revenge, and if you have humiliated somebody and left them with nothing, you can guarantee that conflict will return. Always, therefore, make sure both sides leave the fight with something. Okay, that's it. So, taking these five principles together, you're now ready to enter a conflict with the right state of mind, which can be summarized as calm down, open your mind, and get ready to compromise. However, those five points are all about attitude. In the complete Vocatic seminar on conflict, we also look at other aspects, behavior, for example, and the tone of your voice, logistical aspects, such as never conducting conflicts by email or WhatsApp, and special cases like toxic people who can never resolve anything. For the moment, however, that's all we have time for, and all I will say in conclusion is that whatever philosophy of conflict resolution you follow, just make sure you have one. Not having a conflict resolution strategy is like fighting in the dark, and is as dangerous for you as it is for those who surround you. Okay, I'd like to finish our class today by asking for some student input. Your writing homework this week is to visit our website, vocatic.com, or our Facebook page, Vocatic Escuela, and tell us what you've learnt in life about conflict resolution. Please share with the other students any advice you have on the subject. Okay, thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.